Welcome to this podcast about Chomley and Cholmondeley Sound in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Chomley is the site of a historic cannery and settlement on the south shore of West Arm Cholmondeley Sound on Prince of Wales Island, 28 miles west-southwest of Ketchikan and 20 miles east-northeast of Heidelberg, Alaska. The cannery name was shortened from Cholmondeley to Chomley when a post office was established in 1900. Cholmondeley Sound is a deglaciated fjord that extends generally westward for 19 miles from Chisina Point on Clarence Strait. The fjord was named in 1793 by Captain George Vancouver for Hugh Cholmondeley, 1st Earl of Cholmondeley. The embayment is mostly formed by partially metamorphosed sedimentary and volcanic rocks representing the Alexander terrain. The rocks were originally basaltic to andesitic pillow lava flows, pillow breccia and tuff breccia, gray wacky and mudstone, which were metamorphosed by igneous intrusions during the Middle Cambrian to Ordovician periods, roughly 500 million to 450 million years ago, into green schist, greenstone, quartz white mica schist, and marble. The fjord is a typical U-shaped glacial valley with two submerged recessional moraines, one at Chisina Point and the other adjacent to Chomley, that suggest at least two late Pleistocene glacial advances. Southern Prince of Wales Island is inhabited by the Kaigani Haida, who migrated from Langara Island in the Queen Charlotte Islands of British Columbia in the late 17th and early 18th centuries. At the time of the migration, the entire island was Tlingit territory. The migration is attributed to a shortage of subsistence resources in the Queen Charlotte Islands, specifically the lack of salmon streams and herring spawning areas. There were at least six migrations to Prince of Wales Island. The earliest involved the Yadas and Taslanas clans, which first settled at Cape Chacon and then continued north along the east coast of Prince of Wales Island. The Yadas apparently stopped at Chisina Point and the Taslanas settled at Kasan. The settlement at Chisina Point was known as Chasintsev, and admiralty charts from the Russian-America period showed three large buildings at this site, but the residents eventually moved to Kasan. The village was frequently visited by maritime fur traders in the early 19th century, including Captain Samuel Hill on the Lydia and later the Otter, Captain William Sturgis on the Caroline and Atahualpa, Captain James Bennett on the Volunteer, Captain Lemuel Porter on the Mentor, and Captain John Meek on the Peddler. The Chomley Cannery was built in 1912 by Alaska Pacific Fisheries, which was using 80 purse seines in Cholmondeley Sound by 1914. In 1922, the facility was taken over by Alaska Consolidated Canneries, and in 1929, the cannery was sold to Alaska Pacific Salmon Corporation. The cannery closed in 1930. A video of Alaska salmon canneries in the 1930s is here. The burgeoning salmon industry in the Pacific Northwest created a demand for labor that was supplied mostly by immigrants. By the 1920s, the Filipino-American community at Chomley was well-developed, and one notable characteristic was the heavy use of journalism to strengthen the community and overcome obstacles. The central figure was Victorio A. Velasco, who immigrated to America in 1924. Velasco edited, wrote, and published several Filipino community newspapers, including the Chomley Spectator. The format was a stack of loose-leaf sheets, often featuring a hand-drawn cover. The Chomley Spectator discussed a variety of topics, including relations with white foremen and the expected fish harvest. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.